From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Colorado's new Select Committee on Energy held its first hearing today. As 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland reports, Republicans created the committee to help handle the increased workload that could come from changes from the Trump administration.
Republican Senator Ray Scott of Grand Junction is chairing the committee. He says he wants it to be a forum for education, not argument. He hopes the committee will ultimately help the state reevaluate state energy policy.
And there's no doubt there will be some course corrections in the days and months and years to come, to the delight to some and the dismay of others. This committee was created to help Colorado make those course corrections and deal with those consequences, good or bad.
Republicans hold the majority on the five-member committee. The group will not vote on bills, but will have broader discussions. On day one, it was on statewide energy costs, production, and usage. Democrats made a point to talk about the importance of combating climate change. Scott says upcoming hearings will focus on specific energy sectors. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
The Colorado Springs Fire Department is receiving $20,000 to help pay for wildfire mitigation work. The funds come from the Allstate Foundation and will go toward sharing costs associated with work around 40 homes in the Greencrest Palmer Park neighborhood. That's within the city's wildland urban interface. Work will include the removal of dead fuels and the thinning of existing fuels. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.